Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life.
Mr. Lee Greenwood, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to let him play for just a second here.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American.
Welcome back, 12 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm proud to be an American, or at least I know I'm free. It's the 11th anniversary of the attacks of September 11th, 2001. Every year since, we've commemorated this day and celebrated the lives of those who lost their lives on that day and those who have paid a lot of sacrifices, including the ultimate one, since, in order to fight those people who attacked us. And so that's what we're doing here today. Not much small business, mostly just celebrating being an American, being a member of a great country and the country that has with a lot of partners around the world, no question about it, has done more to eradicate the world of these terrorists, these murderers. But the work's not done. Still more to do. We can't be naive. There's a lot more potential danger out there, because evil is easier to leverage than good. And someone I've asked to join us to talk about what could be coming at us in the future is our good friend Jonathan Zook. Jonathan is the president of the Association for Competitive Technology, actonline.org. Jonathan, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Jonathan, I've asked you to join us because every time you and I get on an airplane, we have to go through the protocols as if the people were going to try to attack us again on an airplane like they did before. But you and I both know that these guys are a little more creative than that. They're a little more determined than that, and they're probably going to seek the next level of non-resistance, which could easily be in the area of technology. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the great ironies that on 9/11, 11 years ago, the internet played a critical role in people getting in touch and staying connected when so much infrastructure was destroyed. But at the same time, what's happened with this explosive growth of the internet is that a lot of information has gotten, closer to the door, if you will, of both government and corporations. You know, the old days of using a phone modem to dial into a specific number to get to a corporate computer are over.
Right.
And so much information has been made available that veil is fairly thin, and that's something that we need to be really aware of.
Well, the average person doesn't realize how many times a day, maybe a second, their computers, the little bitty computers out in, Podunk, Iowa somewhere, or Sausalito, or Brooklyn, or wherever, some little computer somewhere is being pinged by bad guys, either malicious guys who want to steal your identity and or cause you to some problems by installing malware on your computer, or other bad guys, maybe terrorists. I mean, this is happening zillions of times a day, isn't it, really?
That's right. And, there's a lot of ways that computers are infected, but still the most popular form of doing damage is something called a denial of service attack, which is where a computer is pinged more than it can handle, and that's how Anonymous brought down the Department of Justice, for example.
Right.
And so the way that they're able to do that is by getting something installed on your computer called a bot that, in concert with thousands
of... A bot, which is short for robot.
Right, exactly. create a network of bots or a botnet that can be activated remotely to do this work. They don't make any difference to your computer, but they can be activated remotely to do this.
And thing. Then you and so then you get the visit from the FBI instead of them. They're in Romania somewhere or Iran or Pakistan or somewhere like that.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, and so. So there was a lot of economic damage that was done with the attack of 9/11. Not only the physical, casualty, type of thing, property and casualty stuff that happened, but also to the economy. The economy actually, I wrote an article in those days comparing it to when the Mississippi River flowed backwards after the earthquake of 1812, I think it was. The economy flowed backwards for a month or so, and so that was a pretty significant thing. But those weren't things that couldn't be rebuilt. But if they attack our electric grid, there are some, they're very diligently looking for an opening to do the most harm right now, aren't they?
Yeah, you have to assume that they are. And, I think the electric grid is an area that is being most aggressively protected as well. I mean, if there's any analogy to what we're going through at airports, it's probably the electrical grid and the financial system.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be other types of systems that we're not thinking of. It might be a police and fire or something like that, aren't thinking of themselves as targets that are going to be more vulnerable. I mean, I feel like the electrical grid is probably one that's been made a top national priority.
Right. Well, I agree with you, but still, and this one of the reasons why, if you'd like to go to work for the FBI, they're more interested in your technical skills than they are whether you can use a gun these days. Right, Jonathan?
Yes, that's definitely true. I mean, there's a lot going on in the cyber wars, if you will, and it's not all terrorists too.
Right.
I mean, it's criminal activity.
Well, and Jonathan is one of the people, folks, who's been trying to do his part, and so to defend you and me, so that that the good people are in control of the internet, and it doesn't fall into the hands of the UN, for example. Jonathan, I want to thank you for the work that you've done, at least so far, to prevent that from happening, because if it falls in the hands of the UN, folks, if the internet governance falls in the hands of the UN, we got big trouble. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.